Okay.
Everybody.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Ascended Masters of Light session 6, April 3rd, 2022. Hope everybody is doing well and that we are here, of course. Joan's next to me. You can see her. And Malena is a long way away, but in a nice place. Say hello, Malena.
Good morning. Aloha from Hawaii.
There she is.
It's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So I still have my coffee.
So anyway, this is this morning, this afternoon, or whenever. This is a community call, but as you will see, it's unlike other previous community calls. We're very excited about what we can create and the energies that we will have available to us today. First, in order, Malena and the Council of 12 will lead us in a meditation as we file into our new light crucible. Secondly, we will have an open discussion about our experiences of this new, vast, crucial crucible of light. Then Joan will bring forth the Council of 12. They will clarify the misunderstanding of the upgrades of the Merkaba vehicle and the Merkaba unified field. This will be followed by a Q&A where we will we'll ask for your comments and you have a chance to voice them. The council will be available when needed during this session. Finally, we will close with service meditation from our light crucible. So that's about it for our layout. And everybody sit back, relax. And here's Melanie.
Melanie.
No, it's Melanie. I did you what?
I didn't know she changed her name.
Melanie, did you change your name?
Yeah.
Huh.
It works for me.
I like your old one. Nah, I like Melanie. That's good.
All righty.
Sorry.
Not a problem. Here we go. Okay.
Everybody.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Ascended Masters of Light session 6, April 3rd, 2022. Hope everybody is doing well and that we are here. Of course, Joan's next to me. You can see her. And Malena is a long way away, but in a nice place. Say hello, Malena.
Good morning. Aloha from Hawaii.
There she is.
It's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So I still have my coffee.
So anyway, this is this morning, or this afternoon, or whenever. This is a community call, but as you will see, it's unlike other previous community calls. We're very excited about what we can create and the energies that we will have available to us today. First, in order, Malena and the Council of 12 will lead us in a meditation as we file into our new light crucible. Secondly, we will have an open discussion about our experiences of this new, vast, crucial crucible of light. Then Joan will bring forth the Council of 12. They will clarify the misunderstanding of the upgrades of the Merkaba vehicle and the Merkaba unified field. This will be followed by a Q&A where we will we'll ask for your comments and you have a chance to voice them. The council will be available when needed during this, uh, this session. Finally, we will close with a service meditation from our light crucible. So that's about it for our layout. And everybody sit back, relax. And here's Melanie.
Melanie.
No, it's Melanie. I didn't. What?
I didn't know she changed her name.
Melanie, did you change your name?
Yeah.
Huh.
It works for me.
I like your old one. Nah, I like Melanie. That's good.
All righty.
Sorry.
Not a problem. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. And so welcome. And as John said, these community calls are different and will continue to be different than what we experienced in the past, because we are different. What we're being asked to do is different. And of course, as you already know and well know, the frequencies we play in are vastly different. So everything is helping us to prepare more and more for what is yet to come. So sit back, relax. Take a couple of deep breaths. Find your center. So let's begin by being aware of yourself as your light body. And now be aware of yourself as your light body within your Merkaba vehicle of light. Set your frequency to 130% light. So let us travel to Lake Balboa. And as we near, you will once again see the radiating etheric crystal, as well as our 12th dimensional magenta diamond sitting just inside the center. As you pass through the center of the magenta diamond, remember that is always emitting the element of love. Say hello to the four archangels who are holding the gateway open for us to enter. Continue into the multidimensional matrix of the etheric crystal to the place of our light temple vortex. So on arrival, let us gather as a collective at the base of the ascending crystalline steps. Increase your frequency to 135% light. Be in your divine sacred heart and ascend to the first step. Know yourself as the full expression of your fifth dimensional light body in unified field. Ascend to the second step. And allow the frequency of the light codes that are you to increase to 140% light. Bring the fullness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional codes that you carry from the light templates into this present moment. Ascend to the third step. Increase your light quotient to 145% light. Amplify your radiating unified field and all your light codes by expressing your divine, your prime directive with an I am statement. Ascend to the fourth step. Stabilizing all the energetics now streaming through you as you increase your light frequency to 150% light. Ascend once more to the top. Now proceed through the entryway of our beautiful light temple vortex. To the crystalline bridge with the tranquil sacred waters running beneath. Continue and enter our gathering chamber. Go to the seat that you chose during the unveiling. Take a moment to settle and make yourself comfortable. Feel the contouring of your seat as it conforms to your light body. Breathe in the purity of this magnificent environment. Be sure your light frequency is holding at 150%. Now, we have been together as a group for a number of years and have established resonance and unity within our collective. Our new goal is to now begin building coherence and resonance as a collective in the higher, more refined frequencies of the 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensions. So to assist us in achieving this goal, the Council of 12 and the Creator Beings of Light are gifting us with a new energetic light pattern. So be centered in your sacred heart. So together, let's create a group intention that each member receives precisely what we individually require to bring us into harmonic resonance as a collective in these higher levels of light. Now, as we proceed, the only thing you need to do is to allow yourself to be in receiving mode. So place your awareness up near the ceiling where you will see a bright light. From that light, you will be able to see the bands of light frequencies begin to spiral continually down from smaller to increasingly larger counterclockwise rings, which will continue to flow one after another throughout this process. When the first spiral of light reaches us, the color of the spirals will change from white to that beautiful shade of aquamarine blue. Open and receive the beautiful, uplifting color codes and the increased harmonic unity codes that this stream of light is providing. The light will enter into our light body on our left and flow through us and out to the right to the light being sitting next to you. Once one spiral makes a complete loop through our group, it will continue moving beyond our circle to begin the spiraling ascent back to the light source at the ceiling to begin again. Although I am breaking this process down step by step for better clarity, do understand that once the spirals of light reach us, they will be continually moving through us. So we will sit quietly together for a minute or so as we are bathed and imprinted with this beautifully color-coded spiraling torus vortex of refined light filled with seventh, eighth, and ninth dimensional unity codes. As we move into the next segment of our community call, the spiraling flow of light pattern will continue until the last one of you leaves the sacred sanctum today. However, for now, the color will recede, so we will not be distracted by it. So remain in this state of being, continue holding the frequencies at this vibratory rate as you take a couple of deep breaths. Be conscious and aware, but continue holding the frequencies that you are now sitting in. And you are holding them individually as well as collectively. So the next segment of today's itinerary will be an open discussion about our new light temple vortex. But before we open the discussion, the Council of 12 is inviting us to begin a new practice in the way we present our comments and questions. I will relay their explanation as simply as I can. Continue to hold stably the frequencies of light at 150% as we do this. Now, this is a new practice that will require practice. So we are being asked to begin communicating from within this new light temple vortex. This means when you make a comment or ask a question, you will not talk into your computer or talk to the images on screen. Only your microphone will be used, as it will be the transmitter of your voice. So beyond that, once you open your microphone, we're being asked to remove your attention from the computer completely. So let's do this together and go through a demonstration. Take a breath. Be aware of yourself sitting in your seat in our new light temple, surrounded by the members of our collective. To set some reference points, from the vantage point of your seat, see the three seats together where Joan and John sat during the unveiling. Joan is sitting in the middle seat of the three, with John on her left and I am on her right. Can everyone see that? Now remember, there are four sections of seating with a narrow aisle between each one. Again, for our reference points, there are two sections to John's left and two sections to my right. So in this demonstration, let's say Sharka, for example, has a comment. Once she has the floor, she will say, "This is Sharka, and I am sitting in the first section on Milena's right." That will then allow each of us from our seat the ability to focus on Sharka and receive what she is saying. She will then voice her comment or question. If she has a question for Joan, we will then turn our attention to Joan as she answers. So remember, the goal is to participate in the discussions from within our sacred crucible. Now, while Sharka is making her comment or question, the rest of us will continue holding the collective frequency of the group at 150% light as we listen. Okay, now let's say Deanna wants to respond to something Sharka said. She would then follow the same practice and say, "This is Deanna, and I am sitting in the second section on John's left." So take a breath. Understand, this will take practice and it will stretch us. The purpose of this is to begin to learn to function in a non-physical environment consciously as we begin loosening the restraints that limit us in physicality. So the remainder of today's session will be conducted from within this light temple, as will all future gatherings. Now remember, all communication occurs here within our sacred space. Now, if you find yourself falling out of it, take a breath, recenter, be in the light temple, and move back into resonance with the group frequency. We will help one another hold these frequencies. So until we meet again, use the recording of this segment and practice being here. And now, We would love to hear your experiences, questions, or observations of this incredible light temple over the past 2 weeks. So let us open our discussion. So if you think you might have a comment or question, open your microphones and then return your attention to where you are within the crucible.
And a very heart-centered feeling. Very, very strong and wonderful. Very uplifting, very peaceful. And I can carry it with me way beyond just the actual listening to the material. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
This is Beth. I have a question because, as I remember, when we were explained about the different sections and to choose a place, there were three sections of 15 and one of 16. And the number 16 resonated with me, but I don't really know where that might be located the way you explained it. So if you have anything to add to that, fine. If not, I'll just choose a section. Thank you.
If they didn't specify to me which section had the 16, where do you see it, Beth?
I think it's on the second section of John.
Okay. That's kind of where I thought it would be for me, but I didn't focus there, but I think it can be where you choose. Remember, this is all your creation as well.
Right.
Right. So, thanks. Hey, I'm happy to agree with it being the second section on John's left. So that works for everybody.
So whatever you watch. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it just gives us all reference points, you know, as we're learning to navigate, you know, in this environment together.
Okay.
Thank you. That's where you are.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, this is Sharka.
Hi, Sharka.
I just want to practice this. I don't have much to say except that I am sitting on John's left, on the first section on John's left. I thought that that's the 16th section of 16th. However, I'm changing it to that it's 15, but it's the first one on John's left. Thank you. And it's very comfortable. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Anyone else?
This is Imhotep.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am in the second section, the last row, the last seat, the corner. I guess that's John's left. And experiences have been fantastic. It's been a real struggle over the last 10 years, as Joan knows. I was dealing with the divorce and unemployment. It's been a real, real struggle. I finally found a job. I get to work remotely, and they're paying me more than ever made before. So it seems like everything is coming together. My kids are doing great. And so I'm just thankful for the journey and thankful to be out of that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
This is Peggy.
Hi. Hey, Peggy.
Hi. I don't know where I am sitting. I am confused about the layout. And I thought that the sections were on John's left and Malena's right. Malena sits to the right of Joan.
Yes.
So are there any sections for Joan?
Joan's right in the middle. She's between us. Remember, it's kind of a circle. Yeah. But mm-hmm. it just But there's an aisle between them. That's the only thing that breaks it up and from being.
Okay.
Okay.
I see. Okay. Well, then I know where I'm at.
My logical mind had to have a way of getting into the circles.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in the first section on Joan's or Melena's right. Does that make any sense? I'm struggling with this.
Yeah. Well, if I was a good artist, I'd draw it out. And maybe I can just at least make a pencil sketch and put it up on Facebook. All I can do is show you what I see, you know, as it was shown to me. But remember, we all created this. So our perceptions may be slightly different.
That's true.
But it is a circle, you know, it is a circle, but it's segmented by these little aisles so we can get in and out. And, you know, and I put Joan, John, and my seats together so we would have reference points, you know, as we learn to navigate within this. And we will get better at this and it'll come be more at ease. But
Well, thank you. Even though I don't know where I am, I wanted to share the experiences I've had in the new sacred sanctum. As I enter, I feel like all the frequencies, just like the frequencies of the Council of 12, are intertwined, and that they're coming, that I'm resonating with them in a different way than another member might be resonating with them. But in each of these differences, there's a unity and like a geometric progression of the resonance but all intertwining with one another. And there's a brilliance to that is very different than the felt sense of being in our crucible. This is, there is such a sense of complete unity, and yet the perception of how we each are contributing to it. I've never felt that before. And I just love this feeling, and I love returning to here. So that's all I wanted to share.
Thank you. That's a very good perspective of it. I know for me, I like to just go in there and with no one in there and just sit and be. Mm-hmm. It is so peaceful. And it's like nothing else exists once I am in that space and feel that resonance and that harmony. It's like, that's all there is.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. I am in the first row aisle seat on the right side of Melena/Joan. There's a couple of things that have been floating through my mind. First off, the 150% light is a game changer. It's amazing. And it really is beginning to show up as the consciousness of the planet connected to me in a whole different way. Like, I'm really starting to feel it, not just conceptualize it because it's a mind flow. That being said, I have this practice that I'm doing, and I would like to know if I need to stop it or tweak it or whatever. I see the energy flowing from the higher dimensions. And as I go up higher, it actually increases beyond 150% light. But when it starts to come into my field, then it stabilizes at 150% light. And like an artery, like a spiraling artery, it flows through the very center of my being 24/7. And it radiates out in this radiance through my physical body, which is enabling it to begin the process, or I'm probably in the middle of it, or certainly at the start of it, where the body will eventually be able to really handle this and, you know, like thrive on it. But right now it's in the cleansing and purging process of it. But it's the radiance of this 150% light that is doing that. And then that goes down and it's connected to our Earth Star, which is, you know, grounded into the, you know, crystalline grid of Gaia. But it's like a 24/7 thing. Am I off center somewhere on that? You know, is it because you have this going down to 130%. Well, once it radiates from my physical body, it has dimmed a bit because I'm very physical. So I could see how it could be 130, 135, 140, 145, and then at the very core at 150. But all the time. And so did I explain myself well enough?
Yes, I think so. I think I understand what you're saying. And Joan, do you want to jump in here or?
Well, I think it depends on your life experience at any given time. When you're in the crucible, you maintain that very easily. But when you're doing your day-to-day life and you're not paying attention, it depends on what's going on in your life. And there are certain exercises that we will do, especially in a service project where we're transmitting, where we do kind of back it off into that 130% light. So there are times when you can adjust it, and that is strictly up to you, Linda. You can adjust it up or down or in a frequency that is enhances what you're doing at a physical level and the interactions that you are, the people you're interacting with. So mostly that happens at an unconscious, when you're in a social situation or a situation, whether you're working or whatever you're doing, where you are interacting with other people, you're not real conscious that you're holding that frequency of light at 150%. In your private time, you know, it does adjust to what's going on in your physical body.
Okay. And also when we come together like this as a collective group, we're trying to build that cohesiveness and that resonance with us. So that's why we are specific about the light frequencies we're holding at various times, because we don't want 64 of us coming in at all over the place at different frequencies. We can't build coherence like that. So when we come together as a group, we're trying to establish that coherence. And if we do it together and step it up together, then we're all in sync.
Gotcha. Thank you for that.
This is Anne. I just wanted to share that I'm in the first section to John's left in the first seat. And usually I sit in the back of the room, so that's unusual for me, but I'm very happy to be there.
Beautiful.
Blessings to all. This is Diana, and I am sitting to the right of Milena, in the middle row, the first seat to her right. The experiences that I've been having, it's so challenging to find words. But I will share one aspect, and that is about the seat. And I'm trying to find another word for it, because it is not a seat or a chair. Although in my mind's eye, I see and feel the contours of it, but it is not solid. And I find that for me, I have aspects of it outside of the crucible, of the sacred temple. And it comes in the in-between state between sleep and awake, always at night. And there is this symbiotic communication that takes place. No words, no images. It's a type of knowing. And I'm still trying to unfold this in my mind. But Spirit wants me to put that out there if those that it resonates with, to really become seriously connected to that aspect of our temple. Blessings and thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. It is so much more than a seat, and I think we will learn more as we go. But we have to, of course, build the awareness of what we're working with first and start. But just remember, you know, you are part of this whole dynamic light temple vortex. So, you know, you are part of its creation. And so every part of it is an extension of you, because you are one with it. And so, no, we're not actually separated from it, I don't believe at this point, but we're in the learning stage. You know, we're just becoming familiarized with this, and we have to do it step by step, A, for us to understand it, but also to be able to, again, form the resonance with the frequencies that this beautiful light temple is constantly emitting. And, you know, this is a huge learning curve, and we're operating in a field of frequencies that are just so far beyond what we have had. And they're taking this very slowly and very gently with us. So, but you all know, you know this. This is these frequencies you remember.
This is Jody. I would agree. I remember them. And I'm sitting next to Linda. It's so funny.
Right on.
There you go. My experience of these energies is incredible. To feel the difference between 130, 140, 145, 150, the different steps being on each step, I've been focusing on just receiving and feeling. And it's been, I spent 9 days in the hospital, just me, too much stress, go figure. It's like, that is so bizarre in my world. And this year, this last couple of years has been really physically rough on me. And when I get into that place, it's an entirely different world. And I remember that energy. I don't remember doing anything in it, but I recognize the peace and the tranquility that I'm feeling there. And so, and like Mark was saying at the beginning, I ditto everything he said. It's, it's like there, the old crucible had a struggle still in it for me. And this does not. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm not even anxious to see what's next. I'm enjoying being where I'm at. You know, it's like, okay. Which also is unusual for me. I always, you know, like next, you know, no, I'm there in it. And when we move from it, that's okay too. But it's enjoyable being. And so welcome in my world right now.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
Yeah. And don't forget, you know, at your essence, I mean, you are pure light. So you know these multiple frequencies of light at that pure essence of you. We're just begun, you know, what the beauty is now, we're being allowed to experience them while we're still in a body consciously. So we are growing that light body and that consciousness, you know, to meet what you already are.
I think that it's important to recognize that peace and tranquility and levels of light frequencies that we've not enjoyed in this incarnation are really important to recognize how they affect us, not only our consciousness, but our physical body, the struggles that we have had in this life, and all of us have had different things to cope with. But like Jody said, a lot of times it puts a great deal of stress on the physical body and it starts to break down. But having the opportunity to have this vast crucible of light with so many multidimensional streams of consciousness meeting together has benefit to the physical body, because there is a calmness so that you in your physical body, in this vast state of consciousness, begin to relax. And the tension begins to dissipate. So it has value physically to you.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Sandy.
Okay, go ahead, Sandy.
Okay. I just wanted to say that I am in the first section on John's left in the middle. So if Anne said she's on the first seat in that section, I'm a few seats away from her. And it is interesting to spend time there. I haven't spent as much time as I would like. However, discerning between 150% frequency of light to 130% frequency of light, I'm very comfortable at 130% frequency of light and functioning in the world. And even going to this last on actually April 1st to an appeal hearing, I was holding that 130% and it still was very comfortable being in that situation. Other people might not have been comfortable, but, yeah, it was very interesting to observe from that place. And remembering after meditation to come back to 130 after being in 150. It's really important for me. I don't function too well in the world at 150 at this time. At home, it's fine, but not outside. Not outside. That's all I wanted to say.
Hi, this is Jutatip, and I thought I knew where I was, but I'm not sure anymore. The more I'm listening, the more confusing to me. So I'd like to have some clarification. Let's start with the reference point. So Joan's in the middle?
Of those three seats, yes. She's in the middle of those three seats where Joan and John sat when we did the unveiling.
Okay. And John is on her right and you are on her left?
Just the opposite.
Okay.
John's on her left. I'm on her right.
All right. And there are groups of seat, 5 each for each group?
Yep, 15. There are four sections, 15 each. One section has 16. And remember, again, it's a circle, but there's a narrow aisle in between each one that kind of give it a little separation, again, for our reference points.
Okay.
When I see it, when we walk into the chamber, where John and Joan and I are sitting are at the far side, the back side from where you walk in. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then everything else comes this way. So where do you see yourself now?
Front row.
Well, there's only one row.
Yeah.
But the section to John's left or my right?
Your right.
The first section. Okay, perfect.
And another thing, I have had such a hard time. My physical body adjusting to the new vibration. In the morning, first thing when I wake up, I feel dizzy, and it takes a few minutes for me to tell my body that this is a new day, the new vibration, and I have to stop and think before I can start moving around. But for the rest of the time, for the rest of the day, I do just fine. It's just first thing in the morning. It never happened before until we start to work on this 150 degree percent, 140, 130. So I do hope that as time passes by, I'll be able to adjust much better than this.
Well, I think it will take a little time. What I had to do was, particularly once we reached that 150, I found I wasn't sleeping well. I think I said this a few weeks back. So I set my intention before I go to bed that my frequency just automatically is sets at sleep mode is what I call it. And so that has helped me tremendously because I'm like Sandy, I cannot walk around and function in 150%, you know. I don't think too many of us can. And it's at this point in time, 130, but I don't want to, but I can't. But sleeping even at 130 is a little bit much for me. So I just ask my body to self-regulate, do whatever is perfect for me. And you can set that same intention for you, for your rest. Mm-hmm. And when you get up in the morning, after we opened the crucible, I did go through about 4 or 5 days of when I got out of the bed, the whole room was swimming. So I know exactly what you're experiencing because I was right there with you. I mean, it took me being up and took actually several days of trying to calm that down. And so, you know, it's different for all of us. So,
yeah. I think, you know, I agree with you, Milena. 130 is more comfortable for me in my day-to-day life. And sometimes it drops below that. And for me, it was very important that I ground myself every day because I could not function in my day-to-day life. I couldn't, you know, just simple little things like changing a bed or doing the laundry. So it was very important that I, first thing in the morning, when I finished my meditation, I grounded into the earth star and into the earth and brought that up into my lower chakras. And that works good for me. I can function at 130% in my day-to-day life and do what I have to do and feel grounded in my body, not out there in light somewhere, which is real easy for me to do.
Right.
That's
the other thing that helped me a little bit too. I don't know if it's warm enough where you are, but it was still chilly, but I still went outside in my bare feet and stood on the ground, on the earth, and because that always helps to ground me, and when I can make that connection. So, and then if you have sunshine, you know, just sit in that sun and absorb those light codes, those solar codes too. It helped balance it out for me tremendously. So just different things, just see what works for you.
Okay. Yeah, I found out that the cool weather really helped me out with this dizziness. Thank you.
No, anytime. Tony, you think we should move on now?
Yes, I do. We have some
more to do.
More to do, exactly.
So everyone, if you will mute yourself. Again, be aware of yourself within our beautiful temple of light in your seat. Be aware of all members of our community surrounding you. Take a deep breath. If you're not still holding that 150% frequency of light, put yourself back in residence with the group. And as we prepare for Joan and the Council of 12, as the Council of 12 makes their presence known, remember those pillars of light will fill with light frequency.
Take a deep breath. Be present and aware in this moment. See yourself simultaneously continue to be in the collective consciousness of this beautiful light crucible. We are the Council of 12. We are present with you in the collective consciousness of this vast crucible of light. It's important that we now discuss with you the upgraded Merkaba vehicle and the Merkaba unified field. We wish to clarify any misunderstandings of the new functions of this light vehicle. We want you to recognize that it is beneficial for you to use the energetics that are now present within the light crucible as the upgrades of the Merkaba light vehicle are discussed. If you will use these energies, you will be able to integrate the energetics of the upgrades proficiently and completely as we talk to you about them. Be aware of the sound currents that carry our voice as we deliver the concepts and the energetics that we are now presenting. Take a deep breath. When we upgraded the first star tetrahedron in sessions 1 and 2, we spun the bottom female feminine tetrahedron and the top male tetrahedron in counter-rotating fields. the two tetrahedrons merged into one unified, stable star tetrahedron of light. This first star tetrahedron is the inner space of your Merkaba vehicle, as well as your Merkaba field. It became stable and balanced through the divine feminine, the Holy Spirit Shekinah, and the divine masculine. This star tetrahedron functions as a unit. We began to spin this first star tetrahedron to 130% light. Very slowly, we increased the rotation to 140% light, and then to 150% light. This accelerated the spin of light and accommodates the new function of the first star tetrahedron. Your soul journey at this time is to use the spinning light frequencies in your physicality. Move away from the old paradigm of gender identification. We now move into the unified field of source creative energy. It's a massive creative energy through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which has no gender. It is a stream of consciousness from the source of your being. This energetic upgrade moved so quickly that there was some confusion within your community as to exactly how this upgrade took place within the three triads of the Merkaba light vehicle itself. We wish to clarify exactly what happens in this upgrade. These upgrades will eventually bring you into a whole different state of dimensional consciousness. First, the Merkaba vehicle is not, nor has it ever been, a physical vehicle. It is a vehicle of pure light, which is intended to function slowly, solely for the use and acceleration of the light body and its states of consciousness. When the activation of the Merkaba vehicle was first brought into being, a version was presented that every individual could understand and relate to in their physical state. It provided physical concepts so that you would have reference points to relate to. This was because at that time, most humans functioned in the world in the third and fourth dimensional state of consciousness. The activations of the Merkaba vehicle was instrumental in raising the consciousness of humans and the consciousness of their physical bodies. The first star tetrahedron is stable and does not rotate any longer because the counter-rotating tetrahedrons were merged into one active star tetrahedron by the increase of light to 140%. It does, however, allow each individual to play various gender roles for the benefit of a life experience, all the while holding a unified consciousness of being androgynous and being one with the all that is. There is no separation within your divine image. When the upgrade of the Merkaba vehicle and the unified field was brought forth from the creative realms, the Merkaba and the unified field was changed. The consciousness of those who received the upgrades was altered forever. Trying to understand this massive energetic upgrade from the mental body becomes a futile exercise. Remember, and take into your consciousness now, that we are talking about a vehicle of light that contains massive light frequencies to be used to travel in your light body through various dimensional sequences. You were directed to insert a key, crystal key into the ignition of your Merkaba vehicle. These were physical reference points that could be used as you navigate in a physical body. This body is in transition into a more refined state of consciousness. Please note that this crystal key is a light key that contains many different light codes that will assist your interdimensional travels. We will continue to use physical reference points in these teachings. This will help you integrate without a great difficulty the energetic world of no form. The second star tetrahedron spins in a clockwise rotation, which was increased to 150% light. These increases in light position the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates to function in unity with the second star tetrahedron. The fifth dimensional light template relates to an active operating stability within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The sixth dimensional light template holds an accelerated function of the magnetics of the human body and also of the magnetics of the earth. The seventh dimensional light template relates to the electrical charges that emanate from the neurology of the human body. There is an invaluable light coding, which is part of these three templates, that allows the electromagnetic field of the body and the earth to use both the magnetics and the electrical charges to function in equilibrium and harmony. The fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates work together as a unit as they assist humans and the earth to ascend into refined states of consciousness. The counter-rotating spin of the second and third star tetrahedron provides the fuel, which is light, and the energy to move the light vehicle and the light body into various dimensional sequences. The light vehicle and the light body is also capable of moving through various parts of the universe and the quantum field, simply by a command or intention. Remember, at this level of consciousness, you are sovereign in your physical body as well as in your light body. The sovereignty that you feel now as we sit with you in the light crucible will continue to grow and manifest during the next 3 years. Sovereignty becomes your natural state of being as you raise your dimensional consciousness. Unity and the element of love will help you create states of consciousness from the fifth through the ninth dimension as you use this vast light crucible. Now take a deep breath. We would like to now open this segment to your questions or comments. Answers can be brought forth from the members of the crucible. When needed, we will make comments or answer a question. So now let's begin. We will now take your questions and we ask for any comments that you would like to make.
But this is Imhotep.
Yes.
You talked about the three tetrahedrons, and you talked about the second one was holding the light templates of the fifth, sixth, and seventh. So I assume that the third tetrahedron was holding eighth, what is it? Eighth, ninth, tenth? Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11?
No. The third light template holds
the third
element of love and unity consciousness.
Okay, so how do we get to the, when we talked about up to the ninth?
Correct. As long as you are in a body, you cannot go forth into other dimensions. You can have that consciousness, but you will be hard pressed at this time to maintain that fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, and occasionally draw from the ninth dimension. At the ninth dimension of your physicality, the physical world begins to be brought into non-form. The physical body does not exist in dimensional states above the ninth dimension. However, you can, while you are in a body, when you continually raise your light frequency and your light quotient, have a consciousness that is drawn from beyond the ninth dimension.
Okay, as far as the body and the transformation of the body, aren't we supposed to be transforming to the crystalline state? And what is that process? And how long is that process? Didn't the body become non-physical in that aspect?
In years of your time, while you are in this particular physical body, you will not be able to manifest a body above the fifth dimension. To maintain the body consciousness and the navigation of the body in the world requires of you constant attention and nurturing. You will be able to enter states of consciousness and bring the body consciousness, that fifth dimensional body consciousness, with you through and into the ninth dimension. As you remember a while back, the body consciousness is being taught to follow your soul consciousness.
But it won't go above the fifth dimension. Can't go above the fifth dimension and
the body that you are currently using. Now that means if you leave that body and you come into another dimensional type of body, whether it be human or non-human, that is different. But we are not here to discuss that. We are here to help you navigate through these dimensional frequencies and actually create a fifth dimensional body. You are still teetering in that fourth dimension in your physicality. And there are times when you are in the crucible or when you are in meditation that that body is so light-filled that it does slip into that fifth dimensional physical state, but it isn't yet stabilized.
Besides just doing the meditation, and of course, you know, allowing those energetics to enter into your, you know, your body and you becoming, you know, the all that is there any other thing, like does diet play a factor? You know, exercise, diet, those things to help, you know, in your body holding that vibration and even becoming more perfect.
Yes, and that depends on the individual, the needs of the body of the individual. So whether that is a change in diet, it is having more exercise, becoming more grounded in the body, it varies from individual to individual. But most importantly, it's raising the consciousness of the physical body into that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional stable state of being. And you will find when you are able to do that, you have a, your body is in a state of health and well-being.
Okay. Now let somebody else get something in. Thank you.
You are welcome. Would anyone from your community wish to make a comment?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Rosemary, and I am seated to the left of John on the first section, somewhere right in the middle of that section. And first, I just want to express my gratitude for this opportunity to be here with all of us. So thank you. And my question has to do with our light body experience and our Merkava experience. I am not able to distinguish. I find myself, my consciousness, traveling maybe in a dream space, but it's semi-conscious. And I'm wondering, am I in a light body? Am I in my Merkava? Is that functioning? And should I try and be aware of that? Or is there another conscious traveling that happens without the light body and the Merkava? Thank you.
For anyone in a human body at this time to travel the realms of different dimensional sequences that holds states of consciousness that are very beneficial, you must be conscious and aware of being in your light body. And the Merkaba vehicle is your vehicle of light that takes you into those various dimensional sequences. So yes, when you are aware of traveling, you are in your light body.
Okay, thank you very much.
These sessions are very productive in that it brings a whole different array of understandings and states of consciousness and the variables in which you as soul spirit can participate in. As we move through these teachings, more will be given to you and a deeper understanding that you do not have at this time will take place. So be patient, practice, allow yourself to hold the frequencies of light, whether it be 130%, 120%. If that is where you are comfortable in your day-to-day life, that in itself is most beneficial because you have less tendencies in the presence of that light to react in ways that are not helpful. You stay more conscious, you stay aware of your choices of what you are creating in your life. So, of course, when we all gather in this vast, vast sacred crucible. 150% is where we will take you to explore vaster regions of yourself. As soul spirit, who just happens to occupy a physical body.
I have to ask this question. M. Hoped Up Again, second section on the right. In science, matter, as we know, can either be a particle or a wave. It all depends on the observer. And so likewise, our perspective and whatever our focus is. And as you say, we must focus on the light body because that is our true essence. So if that is our perspective and that is who we are, and we know that in unity consciousness, there is no separation between you and the Creator. We are all one. So why should there be any degradation or aging if that is your perspective and you're holding that frequency?
Well, that is true. However, you are not holding that perspective. States of consciousness, 100% in every breath that you take.
But that is what we want to be able to do. That's the state that we're trying to. You're becoming more and more of that state and conscious and aware of that. Is that possible?
Yes. It is. And these teachings are designed to bring forth those concepts and those energetics that will help you maintain that state of consciousness 100% of the time. Now, that said, you chose as soul spirit to enter a third dimensional body when you came into the body that you now occupy. You have made tremendous strides in your state of consciousness since your arrival in a third dimensional body. You are no longer occupying a third dimensional body, but you are in transition and somewhere between fourth and fifth. Fifth is not the end all, as you well understand. The light body consciousness and frequencies of light that are within the light body will show you the way into creating a perfect functional fifth dimensional body. Now, that said, that does not mean that the body you now occupy will last for thousands of years. It is not designed, it has never been designed for longevity. But it is a learning body, an experiential body, and it can be used for tremendous benefit. And many of you love being in that body. You love the beauty of the earth, and you have come in this body to do service to Gaia, to the earth, and raise it to the 12th dimension, help raise it to the 12th dimension. While you occupy a fifth dimensional body, this will not come to pass while you reside in a fifth dimensional body. At some point, you will exit and go home as an ascended master. outside of the wheel of karma, where you will have choices that you had never thought about while you were in the body.
Okay, isn't our purpose here to bring forth the kingdom of God on this planet through our hearts, through our energetics?
Yes, and you are doing change. You are doing that. Think of the heart opening that has taken place within you personally for yourself.
Yes. But I feel that kingdom. Question is, isn't that my purpose? Isn't that my prime directive? You know, to see that in this life.
To see it in this life, yes. The love being exhibited by a greater portion of humanity. Yes. And you facilitate that for others, sometimes without you being conscious aware that you have done that.
Well, I'm sure all of us are sick and tired of this chaos, all this confusion.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. However, every person embodied on planet Earth has a free will choice. And when they choose negativity, their light is diminished.
So but, will there be divine justice?
In this sequence, what is divine yes. justice? What bringing all those of lesser consciousness with little light fully into the light of the all that is. They have limited potential to achieve that, whether it be in this lifetime or 10 lifetimes thereafter, to make choices and come into the light. But you and every member of this crucible carry a light that is continually transmitted, whether you're conscious or not. And the more you are able to use that element of love in unity and transmit it, the more beneficial that your presence becomes. Simple things by saying thank you to someone or having compassion for their state of life.
So these things are revelations when it says the, you know,
they're misunderstood. Prophecy. Some of them are misunderstood. Yes.
I'm sorry. When it says the blood of the prophets cry out, how long, O Lord, holy and true, doest thou not judge and avenge our blood on those that dwell on this earth? And it talked about that judgment in Revelation. Is there a turning point here, or is this going to be a slow, slow process like it's been being? And those that are of love and giving continue to just sacrifice themselves to the cruelty of this planet.
You are not sacrificing yourself. It's never desired for sacrifice. It's desired to be who you are at a spirit level and continually process and transmit the love and the light. Therefore, transmitting that light, the light overcomes the darkness. And how long in yearly years that will take is unknown.
Okay, just wanted to be clear on what the process was. You know, it might not be a sacrifice, but it's definitely, in this world, it is pain, it is suffering.
Well, there is pain and suffering on the earth at this time. So it is within this crucible, within this group of individuals that has the opportunity to alleviate and change some of that, not all of it, but some of it.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Kelly.
Yes.
I'm in the third section to the left of John. I've been not sure whether I should ask my question or not, but I'm feeling drawn to speak.
Okay, it's okay. Speak, sister.
I recognize recently in my life that I struggle with trust.
Something I found on the web. According to wisebook.com, the trust is a way of setting aside money to be used for the benefit of a certain entity, person, or group of people known as
excuse me. Can you turn that thing off? I don't know what happened. And my body is currently struggling with an autoimmune disorder. And I'm confused by what to do to help myself hold the light that I know that I access at times to overcome the lack of trust in this life and to overcome the physical deficiencies of the autoimmune and to hold the light to be a part of this crucible in this new temple such that I feel like I am contributing and not bringing it down. I think that's the best I can describe what I'm feeling.
I know that all members of this community send you great love and light. You allowing yourself to be part of this crucible and part of this teaching has purpose, even though you may not see it at this time. So our suggestion to you is to go further back in the teachings that you have received. And there are tools there that you will find that will be very helpful in clearing these distortions. This is not the venue for that at this time. But we highly suggest that you go back to some of the teachings around the different tools used that remove some of those distortions and work with it from there. There are also very proficient beings that might assist you at that psychological level to relieve yourself of these belief systems, because what you believe, you create. So please go back into the teachings, drag out those tools of the fourth, fifth, sixth creative energies and work with it energetically as well as conceptually, and discover what in your life experience did you accept, and now it's time to remove that belief.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Now, if there's anyone else in your community that you have associations with, please contact them and ask their support. Or ask them for energy workers who can help you remove these distortions. So we will leave that. I know it's unsolved, but this is not the venue for this particular problem to be solved. It's a long-standing process. It's a long-standing problem within not just this lifetime, but previous lifetimes. So it makes it difficult for you at this time, because everything is surfacing to be cleared and united in your divinity. So, that said, are there any further questions about the function of this new Merkaba vehicle?
Sorry, it's not about that, but I want to say, Kelly, can you please contact me at your convenience? I have feeling that I will be able to help you. Can you please give me a call or email and I respond right away for that?
Yes, thank you so much, Vera.
So if you will rely on the energetics, let us go back to this crucible that you are now sitting in and recover that 150% light. Because I know that some of you are very compassionate toward the situations of some of the members. But it is most beneficial if you will now take a deep breath, be in the midst of this vast light energy. Feel the nurturing, the calm, the peace. No unrealistic expectations of anything in the future, but just the present moment. Supported by your community of light, the Council of 12, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels. And all members of this crucible stand united with you in love and unity. And the light returns. at that 150%. And sit in that for just a moment longer. Together, united in the light of the all that is. We will now end our question and answer period. And we will close with a service meditation for all of humanity, for the earth. So take a deep breath. Continue to hold your seat in this beautiful crucible of light. Take a deep breath. Be present in this moment. Now we are going to direct your consciousness through your breath to step down the frequencies of light that you are vibrating at that 150% light. And notice how that shift occurs. You are present now in 150% light in your Merkaba vehicle, but also within the crucible supported by the membership, both physical and not physical. Now step down that light vibration to 140%. And now 130%. At this vibratory rate of light, it will help you use your body consciousness to transmit the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates and the element of love to the collective consciousness of humanity, as well as to the earth. A lower light frequency will enable those humans who are just awakening from their dream and illusion to receive this transmission in ways in which they are capable. Deep breath. Feel the cohesiveness of the membership in this crucible, vibrating at 130% light for the benefit of all humanity and the earth in these uncertain times. Now begin to transmit the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates and the element of love and unity from your sacred heart center. We will sit together in unity, transmitting these energetics for several minutes. It is in that unity that is most beneficial to all humans and the earth. You are modeling to them who they are, that they have forgotten. So sit and transmit with us now. We will conclude our session, but if you feel guided, continue to transmit as long as you can. And with that, we will close. Blessings.